Negative season in the Football League. Manager Gary Simpson accepts it's going to be another season of struggle at the Moss Rose.
For a club like ours, obviously, we're up against the elements. Whatever we say, there's no getting away from the fact we've got a great support, but there's not that many of them. That obviously reflects on the budget that we've got to play with. You know, we're fighting against it all the time, and it's a credit to this club that it's stayed in the league for as long as it has done. Hopefully, we've put a good, young, exciting team together that'll defy the odds again and keep us in again.
Is that the way you feel about it? That it is going to be, you know, to make it 15 years, it's going to have to be defying the odds?
You've got to defy the odds. You know, if somebody's coming up, you know, the two clubs that's come up, probably their wage bill's 4 or 5 times what ours is. You know, it stands to reason if, you know, we've gone out and got somebody out of non-league football to play centre-forward for us. You know, they can probably go out and go and buy somebody out of the League One that's probably, you know, may have had a little miss at 1 year, but has been proven at this level. So they can go out and buy the ready-made article. We have to go out there and try to find them and bring them through. So it's always defying the odds, whatever you want to call it, but it's defying the odds, yeah.
Does that galvanise you and your players, do you feel?
Well, I'm hoping it galvanises the club. You know, I mean, I'm hoping that supporters realise what we're trying to do. And, you know, I hope that they realise that, you know, we punch above his weight. And every single little thing helps. You know, we try to work on a tremendous team spirit. I believe a great team spirit gets you at least 12 points a season.
You mentioned the clubs that came up. It's not ideal, is it, to have to go to one of those clubs on the first day of the season? Because they're going to be right up for it.
No, I mean, you know, whatever we say, you know, the two clubs that's come up are massive clubs. Oxford, Stevenage. I watched Stevenage towards the end of last season play Altrincham. They were a good team. Strong, powerful team. Worthy winners at the conference. He's obviously been able to strengthen as well. And, you know, it's a tough task. There's no two ways about it. But, you know, we've prepared well. We've done everything that we can do. The only thing that I would have liked probably is obviously the injured players from last year to be fit. That's not the case. And then we've lost his captain as well in Paul Morgan with a broken arm. So that's put us back a little bit on that footing. But the squad we've put together, and if we get them fit, then it's, you know, it's a reasonable squad to tackle the League Two fixtures.
And it's your squad now, isn't it, Gary? After everything that happened last season, do you feel a sense of ownership now?
Well, to be honest, you know, I mean, I don't know. With a big man, we might have worked different to other people. It was always us. I mean, I found most of the players that come to this club. I don't think, you know, I don't like think of myself and think, oh, well, it was the gaffer's team or what have you. It was our team.
Right.
Unfortunately, you know, obviously the gaffer's passing. He would have wanted these lads to go on that we got together, the younger boys that we signed. And obviously we've gone out and signed one or two more young ones this time as well. And hopefully they'll just carry in the same vein that we've always done as previous clubs and everywhere else where, you know, we've done reasonably well and some of them players went on to play in championships and what have you.
How strong is your belief, though, Gary, going into the season that this will be another season in which those odds we've spoken about are defied?
Well, bookmakers aren't usually really that wrong, and I believe that we're favourites just about with everybody, every bookmaker going to go down. So, you know, we just let them get on with it. We just tackle what we've got to tackle. I mean, at the end of the day, I believe in the players. I'm hoping that the players and everybody believes in what we're trying to do. And hopefully we'll have a good conclusion come May next year.
Gary Simpson on BBC Radio Manchester 20-3.
Manchester Sports. Countdown to kickoff. BBC Radio Manchester.